Me. For what?
Heather.
Look, you can't eat lunch with me anymore. I'm sorry. Oh, and don't eat those potato chips. They'll make you break out. She neatly wraps her trash into a wax paper ball and deposits it in the garbage can. Then she walks to the Martha table. Her friends scooch down to make room for her. They swallow her whole, and she never looks back at me. Not once.
I'm getting scared for Melinda. It's not like she and Heather had that much in common. They didn't. And it's not like Melinda really talked with Heather. She didn't. But Heather was all Melinda had. Heather is obviously worried about how Melinda's reputation will affect hers. She's desperate to fit in with the Marthas, and she's definitely caving into peer pressure and dropping Melinda. That's really pretty lame. Still, I think Heather has a point. Melinda is completely depressed, and she does need help. But I think this whole thing is going to make Melinda even more depressed. Let's continue on page 107 with Conjugate This.
Conjugate This. I cut class, you cut class, he, she, it cuts class. We cut class, they cut class, we all cut class. I cannot say this in Spanish because I did not go to Spanish today. Gracias a Dios. Hasta luego. Cutting out hearts. When we get off the bus on Valentine's Day, a girl with white blonde hair bursts into tears. I love you, Angela, is spray-painted into the snowbank along the parking lot. I don't know if Angela is crying because she is happy or because her heart's desire can't spell. Her honey is waiting with a red rose. They kiss right there in front of everybody. Happy Valentine's Day.